State University Extension agents offer farmers help with everything from crop rotations to switching to organics. But as the cost of land and machinery rise, and farmers age, many specialists also find themselves facilitating emotional discussions about what to do with the farm itself. Reporting for Harvest Public Media and the New Food Economy, Beth Hoffman looks at how Extension agents guide families through this difficult process.
October 15th, at about 8 o'clock in the morning, I received a phone call that things weren't well at home.
In 2008, Scott Ferry just graduated from college and was working in finance in Livonia, Michigan. He was about to be married to his girlfriend, Allie, when he learned that his father had suffered a heart attack and died.
In a positive way, probably the best way a farmer could end his career. It was into the sunrise of the day with a little bit of a fog in the fall and being able to lay rest right in the soil that he has been able to farm for so many years.
The death of his father was traumatic enough, but then came the really big decisions. The family had to figure out what to do with their dairy farm. They turned to Roger Betts of Michigan State University Extension, a specialist they had worked with for years.
Roger's influence and participation into this transition probably single-handedly is what has helped to save our farm to be where we are today.
Discussions about farm transfer are not easy, even in cases far less dramatic than the Ferries. It's hard for families to talk about things like death, money, and a family's connection to the land. So people like Betts can help a lot. Betts says that although his job is about helping families with their finances, it also entails much more.
For myself, whenever we're working with people and doing this business analysis, the numbers start, why are the numbers doing what they're doing? There's always a story. Every family has different issues. And so that's part of what we try to do is to help people to maybe be grounded in some of those decisions and so forth.
But not all states are willing or able to provide an extension specialist to work with farmers one-on-one. Alan Vinalik of the University of Nebraska Extension works with families in classes instead.
Maybe the first conversation's always got to be, when we get done with this, are we going to have a family or not?
Vinalik advises families to address how hard these conversations can be head-on.
If we're going to have a family, then let's use that to think about how we do our communication so that we understand that the bottom line is the family stays in place as we go forward.
Although every family is different, Vinalik says he's seen these discussions take on a different tone as land values have doubled in Nebraska since 2005.
The way to think about it is the price of poker has gone up. It's gone up exponentially. And so what was simply, we'll let little Jimmy stay on mom and dad's farm and he'll just pay us rent. And now that rent check, instead of being $150 an acre, is $300 an acre. And so that gets to be a big paycheck. And greed is kind of an evil, negative emotion that kind of screws up what's happening with families.
Roger Betts agrees. A lot has changed in Michigan in the 35-plus years he's worked in Extension. Farms have grown, and so too has the amount of debt his dairy farmers now carry. But what's also changed is his view of his job.
When I was young in Extension in the 80s, and all those problems we had there, I used to take every single one of those farms home in my head, and I'd lay awake at night and roll and toss and turn. And then I realized, finally, it took me a while, it's not my role to give them an answer. I don't know the answer.
But for most families, it might not be the answers they need. It's jump-starting those hard conversations they've put off. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Beth Hoffman.